are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it's been reported that thousands of people across 20 different states are demanding to secede from the United States after Obama won last week. From what we understand, 23,000 people in Texas have already signed petitions. I guess they need 25,000 signatures, but I guess we have tens of thousands in multiple states right now asking that they peacefully become independent from the rest of the country. The documents have been lodged on a government website called We the People, and Texas has almost enough people behind its petition to warrant an official White House response. Apparently, petitions have been filed in Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oregon, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Georgia filed their petition twice. Now, true, many of these states, although I'm kind of surprised New Jersey, New York, and Oregon are there, did vote for Mitt Romney. I'm kind of surprised that you have those three states in there with people wanting to petition. Now, from what I understand, you need 25,000 signatures. Then they are sent to policy experts within the administration. The right to petition the U.S. government is guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution. They say other petitions are already currently filed on the website, including ones to officially recognize American Sign Language as a community language and a language of instruction in schools, another to regulate internet pornography, and one to stop the drone strikes. Now, Mitt Romney did concede the presidential election last week when Obama won 332 Electoral College votes, although Florida came in late and compared to Romney's 206. So could this happen? I don't think so. Remember California wanted to break off last year and become its own country? Remember that? So I don't really see how that would happen. But it just shows that people are upset. The problem is 25,000 people may just not be enough. They're going to need a lot more than that. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, we have a list of some of the most expensive zip codes in the nation, and there's a little New Jersey town called Alpine, which for I believe has now won the most expensive neighborhood in the country. It's located 15 miles from Midtown Manhattan. The median household income of Alpine, New Jersey is more than $125,000, which is double the U.S. average. The median price of houses in a gated community, such as Chris Rock lives there, Eddie Murphy, stands at $6.7 million. I didn't realize they're only 15 miles from Jersey. Of course, that probably is about an hour commute. Single-family homes can sometimes list for $50 million. The current most expensive house in that area is a 12-bathroom mansion, 7 bedrooms, priced at $18.5 million. Alpine tops the list of 10 most expensive zip codes in the nation, compiled by the investment blog 24/7 Wall Street and data provided by the site Realtor.com. The runner-up behind Alpine, New Jersey, is the town of Ross in the suburbs of San Francisco. Apparently, a neighborhood has a median list price of $5.3 million. Let me see where else we have. The majority of them appear to be along California and along the eastern coast. I'm trying to see if there's any other. Manhattan's 10013 zip code includes Greenwich Village and Tribeca. They landed in the third slot with houses being sold at $5.3 million. Then comes Woody Creek, Colorado, the only one that isn't in California or the East Coast. Median list price, $4.93 million. They are located near Aspen, Colorado. The fifth most affluent zip code is Atherton in California. I guess they are near Silicon Valley. And I'm trying to see what it is. Beverly Hills, 90210, I believe, comes in sixth. Median list price, $3.75 million. Rancho Santa Fe, also very high earning. Santa Barbara suburb, Montecito. Retirement destination, beachfront property. Greenwich, Connecticut, comes in number nine. Homes going for $20 million. They say in 2010, nearly half of the town, 61,000 population, had income 200,000 or more. And then the last of the lavish places is Bel Air, according to Mail Online. Most of the residents in Bel Air are linked to the film industry. One property is now being listed for $29.9 million. You see, when you hear stories like this, it's no wonder that you have voters say, all right, well, make them pay more taxes. Make them pay for us. That is a lot of money for a house. But doesn't mean they have to pay any more percentage than the rest of us. I think a flat tax is still the most fair. Tired of hearing people say that everybody has to pay their fair share and for voters to decide what is fair. All right, no. What should be fair is something like a flat tax where everybody gets taxed the same percent, right? If you make $25,000 a year, you get taxed the same percent as a wealthy person, because if it's a percent, it's a percent off his income. He will pay more, a lot more, but nobody is being persecuted because they're all paying the same percentage. Can you imagine how simple the tax code would be? Flat tax, 10% for everybody, or 8%, what have you. That's all you have to do. None of all these deductions and all this other baloney. Just, you don't have to hire accountants. Just a flat tax. Make it simple. Well, what are you going to do? All right, guys. Lots to talk about on today's show. Of course, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY and your emails at drdahlia.com. Please don't go away. Got a lot coming up.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.29.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.71.94, $8.85.97 for a half ounce, or $4.42.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.71.94, $8.85.97, and $4.42.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But for those of you that have over the last couple of days been watching this whole General Petraeus thing, you probably woke up today thinking this just got weirder when General John Allen, top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, is now under investigation as well for allegedly sending inappropriate messages to Jill Kelly. Now, do you guys get where this Jill Kelly lady came in? Okay, this is how I look at the situation, which I think is something out of a Jersey Shore episode. I guess what happened was General Petraeus, okay, ran into the biographer Broadwell a while back. She was a PhD student at Harvard. She wanted to do his biography, gave her his card, gave him her card. He said, all right, I'll have one of my staffers call you. And I guess that's where things had started. From what I understand, he had broken off a relationship that had gone on for a while back. After he broke it off, apparently, this Jill Kelly is a friend of the family. From what we understand, no relationship with Petraeus sexually at all, just a family friend. Starts to get these nasty emails from Broadwell. So Broadwell sends Jill Kelly, who is the neighbor, I guess, neighbor or family friend, nasty emails. She is the one that, I guess, Jill was the one that was the whistleblower. I hope I'm getting this all correct. Saying, I'm getting these emails, I'm being blackmailed, and that's why things came to fruition. whereas we were told the FBI just accidentally stumbled on the email. The emails. Anyway, these emails had direct discussions about General Petraeus. Broadwell thought that Jill Kelly was moving in on his man. Now, Jill Kelly is involved in two other aspects of this. One is the FBI investigator that was investigating this apparently was sending topless photos of himself, right, shirtless, to her. And then today we find out that General John Allen, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, had actually sent, quote-unquote, inappropriate messages to this Jill Kelly. So people now want to know, who the heck is Jill Kelly? Who cares? All right, okay. Why did Petraeus have to step down? Would this general have to step down? From what we understand, it is against military law to commit adultery. So that's why Clinton didn't have to step down, but Petraeus did. Very interesting. All right. Then, what is supposed to be going on with the congressional hearings on Benghazi? Did David Petraeus, General Petraeus, compromise national security by doing lovey-dovey with the biographer? From what I understand, she had her own levels of clearance, but are generals allowed to have extramarital affairs? That's probably why the military finds it against their military law. And then my question is, why do these guys have so much time on their hands? Aren't they supposed to be defending our country? You know, I can understand a private getting some downtime. They don't get a lot of downtime, but I understand there could be a little bit of downtime. I didn't think the generals get that much downtime. Okay? Because they're generals. They're overseeing countries. They're overseeing surges. Just seems to me that these guys have just a little too much time on their hands. Now, Petraeus is a four-star general. He resigned Friday from his post at the CIA after acknowledging an affair with a woman later identified as his biographer, Paula Broadwell. And the affair had come to light during an FBI investigation of jealous emails sent to Kelly by Broadwell. The poor wife, Petraeus' wife, I can't believe she's, you know, has to deal with all this. Now, General Allen is starting to be investigated, and authorities are looking into 20 to 30,000 pages of documents. Are you kidding me? By the way, if you guys are generals and our national security is in your hands, don't you think you would be smart enough to not send an adulterous note by email? Am I the only one worried that the people who are kind of in charge of our defense don't realize that a simple email can later be leaked? I mean, you would think they would have enough sense. What is going on here? Something just doesn't seem right. Something is rotten in the state of Denmark. I just don't get it. Okay. Kelly, 37 years old, has not responded publicly to the latest news, and her husband released a statement saying they have been friends with Petraeus and his family for more than 5 years, and to please give us privacy. Obama accepted Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's recommendation to delay Allen's nomination to lead NATO. So General Allen, he's the one that's been sending emails to Kelly. This is ridiculous. It's like a 90210 episode. He was supposed to be nominated to lead NATO. They say the president remains focused on fully supporting our extraordinary troops and coalition partners in Afghanistan, who General Allen continues to lead, and he has done so ably for over a year. Now, some people are saying, why does it matter? Why does what these guys do in their personal life matter? For centuries, these people have been cheating on their wives. Why all of a sudden now is it a capital offense? Well, it's not a capital offense, but it is an offense in military law. And also keep in mind, this is going to be huge for a while because the election's over and the media, these news stations, TV stations don't really have a lot else to talk about. There's not really much else going on. It's fiscal cliff. It's Obama and the Republican House. And it's going to be Petraeus and Benghazi. That's it. That's all they got to run. I've been watching the news. Any new news whatsoever. No, it's just this. So it's going to go on for a while. Now, the resignation, though, that occurred before military could take over by Petraeus does make many of us scratch our heads and wonder what the hell is going on. Does he not want to testify with Benghazi, or is this the government trying to not let him testify? You know, I think we're not stupid anymore. We know that cover-ups occur. We've all seen 24. And the baloney we've already seen with Benghazi is not going to be the start of it. There's going to be more. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this, if they're going to force him to testify or not. But for those of you that are extremely confused by what the heck is going on, I don't blame you. Now, we did spend some time in the first hour discussing why people cheat. We discussed why men cheat, why women cheat, and it was very interesting because we found that men cheat more for the act of sex. All right, they want something exciting, the idea of getting caught, different position, newness, ego boost. Whereas a woman cheating would be, which, you know, many of us have already known, a woman cheating is more for the relationship issue. Right? There's something wrong with the marriage. She's not feeling loved. She's not feeling like she's getting enough attention. She wants to feel desired. And then at the bottom of the list was for the actual sex. So it's interesting why men cheat versus why women cheat. Now, what we talked about briefly in the first hour of the show was how, you know, when relationships go to marriage counseling after a cheating or after an act of adultery, men seem to feel that the marriage is salvageable more than if the female had cheated. All right. Okay. So, for example, if a man cheats, many of them have no idea why the marriage should end. They love the wife. They love the marriage. Their act was just a sex act. It had nothing to do with feeling, emotion, etc. Per many men that cheat. We know some men, they fall in love with somebody new and it happens. Whereas if a woman is cheating and it has to do with some fundamental issues of the marriage, that's not a sex act. So a woman cheating has less, if the wife cheats, there's less likely chance of that marriage to survive as opposed to the man cheating. You see? And it's a challenge for therapists. You know, I mean, you know, many men, they'll say, I don't understand. I see them as patients even. They're like, Dahlia, honestly, I wish she could see it was a 5-10 minute act. It shouldn't have to blow the marriage. I love her. Why doesn't she see I still love her? Well, because a woman looking at you is going outside the circle of trust and leaving the house to sleep with somebody? Absolutely. That wrecks her fundamental foundations that she has built for that family? Absolutely. But you see, guys think about it differently. You know? All right. Well, let's move on. A lot more stories to cover. 1-877-DAL-SALLY. Don't go away. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have a little lemonade Sprite Zero mix, and it tastes good. I know we're not supposed to be drinking diet drinks, but I just wanted a splash of soda in my lemonade, put a little bit more of the Sprite Zero in, and boy, it tastes really good. The problem is whenever you have lemonade, sometimes there's a little bit of the pulp that kind of sticks to the roof of your mouth, so I apologize if you guys are hearing the pulp. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don is wonderful, my partner in crime, a lot of good people at GCN. I'm grateful to all of them. I'm also grateful to all of you for tuning in and listening. I know you guys have many choices out there, and the fact that you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, I am honored, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. Or you can follow us on Facebook. When you guys are on Facebook a little bit later, don't forget to type in the Dr. Dahlia Show, search us out, and connect. Always nice to see you, see your comments, see your questions, and look, now I got the hiccups. Oh, my gosh. See, this is what happens when I get all mushy. Oh, I hate having the hiccups during an episode. Well, that's okay. You guys are going to have to deal with the hiccups if I have them. All right, so if you ever want to catch us live, We're live, obviously, right now, 9 to noon Pacific time. You could call in your medical questions. We'll be able to answer them 9 to noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday. However, some of you only listen to the show when you can. You come home, you listen to the on-demand, and then you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. If you can't reach us live, you can still call in, and we'll play your medical question the next day on air. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And if you're a little shy about coming on air, you could always email us at drdahlia.com. All right, Fox News has given us some pointers on how to deal with mold after Hurricane Sandy. And this is also good advice for any of us that end up having a flood. So, you know, although you can see mold and you could smell it, some you can't. Now, many people right now back east are still dealing with trying to move back into their homes, trying to deal with the power, etc. Mold may not be the top issue, but many people are coming back to their place of residence and smelling the mold, the moldy odor. So they say mold problems will usually be in flooded homes with greater than 3 feet of water. They say once the flooding has receded, you need to examine your home thoroughly for this. Water stains, signs of green or black mold spores, excessive moisture or water damage will usually indicate that molds are in that area. So anything that has had some stagnant water for a period of time. They say make sure to clean all your counters and surfaces using the disinfectants that are registered with the EPA. Visible mold can be wiped up well, you know, with bleach and water, but make sure you follow the instructions of all the cleaning products. Use them in well-ventilated areas. The last thing we want you to do is breathe this stuff in. I would wear a mask. You don't want to breathe in the spores. You don't want to breathe in the chemicals. Definitely open your windows when you use your disinfectants. You may also need to physically remove some drywall or insulation as well as repairing your gutters. That's why most flooded homes do need repairs. Just because the water goes away doesn't mean you're not growing mold. They say take items that have been wet for 2 or more days outside. If they have been wet this long, most likely they have mold growth, even if you don't see it. They say for your wet cloth items, you can wash them in hot water. Don't forget to dry out all your items before bringing them back inside. Don't forget to wear gloves. Don't forget to wear boots. They also recommend goggles for your protection. So they brought up face masks, too. It looks like they recommended a N95 respiratory face mask. They say these can be purchased at most hardware stores. For those of you that have asthma or lung disease, emphysema, COPD, or mold allergies, you are at risk at this time to have worsening of the mold. I don't know if there are actual companies that will come in and inspect the house and clean it up for you. I don't know. That would be a phenomenal business. I mean, look how busy they would be. But for those of you with respiratory issues and you don't want to take the chance, I don't blame you. See if you can have somebody help you with that. And those N95 masks are a real good idea. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They believe they have a possible cure for epilepsy. Now, epilepsy is where young people or people of any age have seizures, but recurrent seizures. Now, this therapy is called a vagus nerve stimulation therapy, in which a device is implanted in the chest. It sends rhythmic impulses to the vagus nerve in the neck, which in turn sends impulses to the brain. They say just like the heart has a beat, the brain has a beat. Epilepsy will occur when you have abnormal discharges of the brain. That's what causes a seizure. The brain doesn't know what to do. As the electrical impulse starts to go haywire, you just kind of freeze. Or sometimes you'll actually start to shake and have tonic-clonic type of myotonic reactions where your arms and legs are moving. Sometimes you'll urinate on yourself. A variety of things could happen in the middle of a seizure. Now, epilepsy affects 2.2 million Americans, and many people have to be on epileptic drugs, but they don't help everybody. 30% of patients, according to Fox News, don't respond to these anti-epileptic drugs. Not to mention they do have side effects. Another option that could be done rather than medication is actually surgery on the part of the brain. Like, let's say you have a mass, a tumor, a benign brain tumor, etc. If that's causing seizures, sometimes they will actually just remove the brain lesion. But very few patients are actually candidates for that type of surgery. God forbid, of course, it's a cancerous tumor, then they may do laser therapy. There's a variety of different things they may try to do, or radiation, rather than going in and cutting. Having a device that's implanted under general anesthesia, takes about an hour, that sends electrical stimulation to the brain. I mean, I'm hoping it works. I mean, you don't want the battery to go out. There is a battery, from what I understand, in this thing. Patient wears it. The device has a magnet. When swiped over the side of the implant, it could lessen a seizure or stop it in its tracks. It's not 100% effective, but it has been found to decrease seizures 40% of the time. So they're still working on it. I mean, they still got a long way to go with this VNS, but it's interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a researcher looking at the Ramadan diet thinks that you should only eat carbohydrates in the evening rather than during the day. All right? A study said that if you eat pasta at night, it could actually reduce the risk of diabetes and heart disease. Now, a team out of Hebrew University carried out research after setting the diets of Muslims during Ramadan. Now, Ramadan is where the Muslims will fast all day, but then they'll eat carb meals or large meals at night. Complex carbohydrates, we know, like your whole wheats are better for you than your simple carbohydrates, right? But they found that the diet increased satiety, you know, you being more full. And it actually showed an opposite effect of what we would think, that these people would actually be able to control their sugar load. He led a team assigned to 78 police officers to either the Ramadan diet, which is carbohydrates at dinner, or a controlled weight loss diet. After 6 months, researchers examined the experimental diet's effect on hormones like leptin, which is your satiety hormone, ghrelin, the hunger hormone, and adiponectin, which is a link between obesity, insulin resistance, and metabolic syndrome. And they found that the Ramadan diet did better for their hormone scores than the other one. They had less hunger, they had better weight, smaller abdominal circumference, and body fat outcomes. Now, what does that mean? Are we supposed to fast all day and then eat a carbohydrate-rich load at night? I don't like that idea. I don't think that's healthy to just eat one meal a day. But this is the first time we've actually seen some sort of medical evidence that the hormones could actually react positively. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, when we come back, looks like we're coming up on break. Studies are trying to say that these disgusting, gruesome cigarette packages are actually helping. Really? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, and you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been, you know, looking at these gruesome images on these cigarettes, right? Cadavers, tombstone, trach sites. And I guess another study has come out saying it's actually worked. It's actually influenced and allowed less, or, you know, has seen less people smoke as a result of these. I've always had a problem with the packaging, even though being an MD, I don't like smoking. I don't like secondhand smoke. I don't like thirdhand smoke. It is a huge safety hazard. I don't like government coming in, as usual. I never have, right? Making companies advertise against themselves. So when you tell a company that they have to actually put a picture of somebody with a trach tube or a trach site, a trach opening, fistula, with smoke coming out of it, on their own product that they're trying to sell, to me that just doesn't seem constitutional. You can't have a company advertise against themselves. That's like having a car company or an alcohol company having pictures of a mangled corpse after a drunk driving accident on their product. You can't do that. You can't tell a car to put a picture like that on their product. But they could do that with a cigarette package. You can't do that with a bottle of Jack Daniels. You can't put a, I just think of Jack Daniels because the bottle just, I'm looking at a bottle right now on the internet. No, not in the studio. It's on the internet. Anyway, you can't ask the bottle of whiskey to have a picture of somebody, in a drunk driving accident. You can't do that. Yet for smokers, they can. Anyway, researchers want to explore the visual warning to see if the future warning label policy should be continued and developed even more. And they say that research has shown that the cigarette warnings have repeatedly shown that the pictures do work better than text. Lead investigator Dr. James Thrasher, an associate professor in the Department of Health Promotion, Education, and Behavior at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. They say our research supports this finding while also showing what tobacco researchers have assumed for a while, that warnings with pictures work particularly well amongst smokers with low levels of literacy. Scientists recruited 1,000 adult smokers for the study from public places such as grocery stores, sporting events, flea markets across South Carolina, asked them questions about their education, salary levels, race, smoking habits. All of the participants had to have smoked at least 100 cigarettes during their lifetime and had to currently be daily smokers. All right. A control group of 207 male and female smokers was shown 4 text-only warnings on cigarette packs. So basically, to make a long story short, those who looked at the graphics, right, apparently cited that that meant more than just the words. Again, my problem is who's going to be next, okay? After the tobacco industry gets taxed and individuals cut back on smoking, what's going to be next? Is prohibition going to come back? I don't know. So we're going to watch that pretty closely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, apparently there's a miracle story of a man who was in a permanent vegetative state who could actually now communicate with doctors using the quote-unquote power of thought. From what we understand, his family thinks he is conscious and he's trying to respond by moving his thumb. But the medical staff didn't believe him. Now they have found that he is communicating with the doctors by imagining playing tennis for no and walking in his house for yes. As he thinks of these two different activities, blood flow goes to different parts of the brain. The doctors can see if he's answering yes or no based on if he's thinking about playing tennis or if he's thinking about walking his house. If he thinks yes or no, the doctors can't pick it up. But if he's imagining playing tennis, the answer is no. If he's imagining walking in his house and the blood shifts to another part of the brain, yes. Scott Routley was left severely brain damaged after a car crash. He has been able to tell his doctors that he's not in any pain. Apparently, he is utilizing a technique developed by researchers at Cambridge University. And Professor Adrian Owen uses functional magnetic resonance imaging. So basically, he's using functional MRI to scan the blood flow. And like I said, as they ask him the questions, the blood flow goes to one part of the brain or the not the blood flow that goes to the premotor cortex is what they see when he's imagining playing tennis. Then when he's trying to answer the question yes, which is him walking around a room in a house, that is the parahippocampal gyrus. So they're able to communicate based on watching how he thinks. Where this is going to be phenomenal is if they could eventually develop something that's more than no or yes questions. And if there's something that would be able to interpret his brain and put it on a screen for people to see. And mobily. That would be pretty cool. So we'll see where this goes. Exciting, exciting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. To review some of today's top stories, red wine, obviously, and the resveratrol that's in it could actually make prostate tumor cells more susceptible to radiation. They found that prostate cancer cells treated with resveratrol, which is a component in red wine and grapes, were more susceptible to radiation. Scientists from the University of Missouri discovered that, and we've known that resveratrol or red wine can make breast cancer cells more susceptible to chemotherapy. Prostate cancer and radiation? Maybe. So it'll be interesting. An Israeli security company run by former Israeli Special Forces officers have trained mice to sniff for explosives that could hopefully later replace dogs. The mice have sensors attached to it. As the mice pick up the explosive or the noxious product or the contraband, it sends off changes in its heart rate, respiratory rate, etc. That gives the security officials signals, and security officials then is able to go and find the criminal or find the person that's smuggling it in. So pretty cool stuff there. We talked about the unfortunate loss of two people in a senior home center when they had eaten mushrooms that were poisonous. Apparently, this happened, I believe, in California, where one of the caregivers had made a wild mushroom soup for the staff and for some of the patients. And she became sick, a few other people hospitalized, but two actually died. So we reviewed poisonous mushrooms, how you need to avoid mushrooms that could have the amanitin toxin. So the Amanita mushroom are the mushroom we are trying to avoid. They may have warts or scales on the cap. They may have off-colored patches. They may have weird dots. They'll have like an umbrella shape. It'll look like underneath the dome, they have like a little gill. These gills are a sign that they could be poisonous. A bulbous cap or sac around the base kind of looks phallic. Those could also be a sign that it could be an amanita, which could be a poisonous mushroom. If there's a white spore print on top of the mushroom, or if you place it face down on a dark colored sheet of paper and you see white spore prints, that could also mean it's a poisonous mushroom. Also, if there's a ring around the stem called an annulus, we were joking about that earlier, that could also be a sign that the mushroom is poisonous. So if you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, please feel free to go to the website and you could listen to any of the archives. The on demand will play the last 3 hours. The archives and podcasts will be connected on the archives and podcasts site. Quickly, I just want to get to one more story. Scientists have discovered, researchers were looking at, do we really need to fast before we get our cholesterol test and our lipid test? Can't we just do it non-fasting? Most people run around in a non-fasting state. Well, they found there really wasn't much of a difference between fasting and non-fasting, and they think it may be a waste of time to be fasting. Now, for some of us, you know, that are testing your diabetes, we may really need you in tight, you know, shape so we can measure you to the standard. But maybe they need to, change the standard to non-fasting. This will make it easier on us, a lot easier on us. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.